Okay, so let's go back to where we were.
我们需要开始上课，下半场。
Okay, now can you see the screen there? It says Jesus, the son of David.
Yep.
Good. Okay. We've been talking about the promises or the covenants that God has been making to these great believers, like, well, even it started with Adam, actually, and then we see with Noah and then with Abraham.
好，我们一直在这个主题都是在讲说神如何跟那些大的信徒们立约并给予应许。那我们从挪亚到亚伯拉罕，现在我们要谈的是 David，大卫。
David is a very important figure in the Bible because he is really the beginning of what we would call the line of the Messiah, meaning Jesus Christ.
我们要知道大卫在整个圣经里是非常重要的一个人物，因为呢，就是从他开始，我们才有了接下来会有的耶稣的血脉。
Now, if you recall going back to Adam in the garden and with Eve, God made promises to them that God would provide the Savior. They needed a Savior to save them from their sins.
我们知道从这个亚当跟夏娃在伊甸园里面，他们犯了罪，那神呢就告诉他们说。因他的这个恩典呢，会给他们亚当夏娃的人类呢一个救恩救赎者。
And the Savior, this is the one that is represented by the sacrifices, because God required a sacrifice to take the punishment for sins, for the sins of the world.
而这个救赎者呢，这个拯救者呢，他其实呢也代表的是一个献祭。因为在这样的一个罪之中呢，神是需要要我们做一个大的献祭的。
And so what we do, we see the lamb sacrifice in the garden, and then you have the patriarchs, meaning the fathers of the families. They would make animal offerings, and you have the Levitical priests in the time of Israel. They were offering up sacrifices, all representing the work of Christ on the cross.
而我们看到圣经一再的说明，就是如何做这个献祭，包括有这个要以这个羊来献祭，然后要由父来献祭，然后要由大祭司来献祭。
We're talking about the line of the Savior. As far as that is concerned, this is the Savior. And the word Jesus, if you remember, Jesus from the Hebrew word Yeshua means Savior, the one who saves.
这个所谓的拯救者就是耶稣，这个耶稣的名字这个名称呢，基本上在希伯来文就是拯救者。
We can almost say like half of his name, but really it's a title. When we talk about the name Jesus, that's a title meaning Savior. He is the Savior, but that's half his name because the full name is Jesus Christ, of course.
Christ is a title as well, right?
That's right, of course, but we haven't got there yet. I'm just talking about Jesus being the title.
All right，所以实际上我们要理解我们称耶稣，其实呢，就是他耶稣基督的名字的前两个字因为这两个字的意思就是他其实已经不是他的名字而已了，根本就是他的头衔，因为他耶稣等于的是拯救者，拯救者其实是一个头衔。
Yeah, and that was achieved, like his role as the Savior was achieved when he went to the cross at his first advent. We talk about the first and second advent. Advent means coming, the arrival, means
Advent.
arrival, usually of a king. But with Jesus Christ, we talk about the first advent, which has already happened, and then we have the second advent, which will happen in the future, when Jesus comes again.
好，所以当我们在谈到这个耶稣的这个来到，成为我们的救赎者，其实是耶稣的第一次，降临，第一次来人间。是，他是我们的救赎者的身份，他还会有第二次的来到。
So when he went to the cross, he fulfilled the role, or we could say the position, of Savior.
所以呢，当我们谈到耶稣第一次的到来呢，他其实是为人类上了十字架，来成就是一个人类的救赎者的角色。
And then for the second advent, and I'll put the word Christ instead of Savior because Christ means the anointed one. And that's where Jesus Christ returns to set up his kingdom.
耶稣基督的第二次到来呢，他就会去成就的是他成为基督的这个角色。那所谓基督这个名字这个词呢，其实就是所谓被高抹的那一个。那也就是说，当耶稣基督第二次来的时候呢，他会来成就这个他的王国，也就是天国的降临。
Okay, so the name Jesus again refers to the word Savior. So that's really what it means. The word Jesus means Savior.
好，所以我们重点是要讲的是说，耶稣的意思就是我们的拯救者的意思。
Okay, and then at the second advent, so when Jesus Christ comes back again, he comes as the Christ. And the word Christ, literally, we're going to see this soon, it means the anointed one, the one who is chosen by God to be the king.
所以基督呢，他就是被神所拣选的，被高抹的那一位。
When I was a little kid, I think I mentioned this earlier, when I was a little kid, I used to think that Jesus was his first name and Christ was his surname. So he's just like Jesus Christ, like I'd be Tim McLaughlin, or he's Jesus Christ.
当 Tim 是小孩子的时候，他以为耶稣是他的名，然后 Christ 是他的姓。
In fact, his name probably would be something like Yeshua, which is Jesus. That was the way the name his parents called him. Yeshua ben Yosef, which would mean the son of Joseph.
Oh, 其实呢，耶稣基督他的名字应该是耶稣啊。
Ben means son of Joseph. Ben Yosef.
后面是约瑟的耶稣。就是犹太人的名字的说法都是谁是他的父亲的话，他就会把他父亲的名字放在他的后面，就是耶稣从约瑟而来。
Because in those days, it seems they didn't have surnames. Surnames came a long time after, but in the past, they might be like, at one time, he was a Nazareth. So Jesus, son of Joseph of Nazareth, something like that.
在那个时代，他们是还不太用这个所谓的姓，就是 last name 哈。因为他们的整个的说法都会变成耶稣，然后把他的父亲的名字就是约瑟的儿子，然后来自拿撒勒这样子变成他整个的名字。
The point is that Jesus Christ is not really his name. We call him Jesus Christ in scripture, but really that refers to his role in history as the Savior and as the Messiah.
所以我们要了解耶稣基督完全不是耶稣他真正的名字，而是他的一个角色，就是他是一个救赎者，以及他是一个受膏抹的王。
Okay, now to look at the word Christ, see now we're going to be looking at his role of Jesus Christ, we need to go back first to 1 Samuel 16, 1 to 13.
好，我们现在来看一下撒母耳记的16章1到13节。
Yeah, we'll start off in 1 Samuel 16, verse 3.
好，我们先来看一下第三节。
Okay, and in this passage, we see how God has told Samuel to go and anoint David to be the future king of Israel.
这一段呢，是在神告诉撒母耳要去选择大卫成为下一个接任的王。
Yeah, and if you remember the story, the Jewish people, originally when they came out of Egypt, God was their king. You know, Jesus Christ was their king. And eventually the people rejected God as the king. They said, we want a human king. We want somebody we can see.
大家不晓得还记得吧，就是当摩西带领以色列人出埃及，那时候的他们的王其实就是神。但是后来经过了很多代之后呢，他们拒绝神来做他们的王，而希望能够看到一个人能够做他们的王。
And despite the warnings from Samuel, see, God told Samuel, tell the people, this is not a good idea. But the people still said, we want a king, and so God gave them Saul.
而 这个透过撒母耳呢，神有警告这些人类，这些以色列人说，你们这个想法并不是个好主意啊，会有非常多的坏事发生。可是这些以色列人还是积极的要求他们要一个人来作为王，所以呢，神就拣选了扫罗。
Really, God gave the people Saul, but he was not the king that God wanted. And the king that God really wanted for Israel was David. So in this passage, we see that Samuel is going to go to David and he's going to anoint him to be a future king.
所以呢，但是呢，扫罗并不是神所喜欢的一个王哈，所以真正神喜欢的王就是只有从大卫开始。那这一段圣经呢，撒母耳记上的16章就是在讲这一段，去到这个大卫家来案例这个大卫为未来的王的这个故事。
Okay, and so that's why we see in 1 Samuel 16, Samuel is going to the house of Jesse, that's David's father.And you know, God is going to show to Jesse and to Samuel who is going to be the king.
这一段呢，就是撒母耳来到耶西的家，选的是哪一位？他要看到耶西的这些儿子们。
Now, for your homework, I recommend you go back and you can read the story for yourself, because I don't want to spend time on that too much. But in verse 16:3.We see the word here. It's a very important word, Mishaak. I'll just do it here in the English. He says, and call Jesse to the sacrifice. So this is God talking to Samuel. He says, call Jesse to the sacrifice. I will show you what you shall do. God talking to Samuel, and you shall anoint unto me him.Whom I shall name unto thee. So maybe you read that out in the Chinese first.
好，所以呢，神跟撒母耳呢，在这一段16:3讲说，你要请耶西来吃祭肉，我就指示你所当行的事，我所指给你的人，你要膏他。
Okay, so you have the word 膏他, and that means that's the way we have an anoint in the.English. It's a very important word. Now, if you click on that word here, we come up with the word mashak in the Hebrew. That's the Hebrew word used here.
这个高字呢，高他，你要高他这个字呢，是个非常重要的字。那希伯来文就是 mashak, 高我。
This is the word here, mashak in the Hebrew, and you see it in the English, and the meaning is anointed.
好，所以 mashak 就是希伯来文，那英文就是 anointed， 中文就是膏抹。
The root word from this means to pour, so you're pouring oil, and that was a very common practice in the old days. I think even for any other king, you would have the king, the future king, would have oil poured onto his head.
所以这个字的意思啊，其实是把油给倒下来的那个意思，就是。他的 anointed 是要倒油，所以在古代呢，他们哪一个王要受这个位哈，给他这个膏抹的这个仪式呢，他们是把油就是倒到他头上。
So we had the word there, mashak, and we end up having the word in Hebrew is going to be mishaak, mishaak, and this becomes a word for the Messiah. In English, we say Messiah. It's from the same root word.
好，这个 mashak 它后来呢就加了一个变成 mashak， 然后其实然后就后来就变成了弥赛亚。好，它其实是这同一个字的一个演变。
Okay, so and the word Messiah itself really means the anointed one, the person who's been anointed.
所以它的这个整个词的变化呢，就弥赛亚这个字，它就是变成的意思就是。那个被膏抹的人。
Okay, because remember that the root word, like we saw in 1 Samuel 16:3, means to pour, or in a proper context. If you're pouring on somebody's head, we don't just say pour, we say anoint. So it means you're pouring with a purpose to show this person is anointed.
好，所以这个 Mashiach 这个字呢，就是倒，就是 pour 那个把它这个浇灌的意思。然后，但对这个英文的 anointed， 就是我们现在被翻成中文的是膏抹。
Okay, now so remember the word Messiah or Meshach, that's a Hebrew word, but when they translate that into Greek, they take the same meaning. And the meaning here to pour or to anoint is Christos in the Greek.
但是弥赛亚这个字呢，就是所谓被膏抹的人，好，后来在希腊文里面呢，就写成是 Christos。就是被膏抹的人，是弥赛亚的希腊文的说法，所以弥赛亚其实是希伯来文，然后 Christos 是希腊文。
Of course, in English, we get the word Christ. So this gives us, you know, the word Christ means Messiah, which means the anointed one.
所以呢，到了英文呢，就从这个希腊文又变化了哈，从希腊文的 Christos 又变成 Chris， 就是 Christ， 就是 Jesus Christ 的那个 Christ， 基督的那个词。
I don't know why in Chinese we say Jidu. I think I might have asked you before, but did you ever have an answer for that?
No.
Maybe Jidu means to anoint? Maybe they took the meaning somewhere.
I really have no idea.
Oh, okay, that's all right. You know, we're looking at the concept that Jesus Christ has these two roles. So first advent was the Savior, and the second advent, when he will come in the future, he's the anointed one. He's the Messiah, the King.
好，我们再把刚才复习一下，就是耶稣基督的这个名称，其实耶稣指的就是拯救者，基督的意思就是那个被膏抹的，也就是为王的意思。
Okay, and when Samuel was anointing David, we see that word in 1 Samuel 16:3 that he's pouring the oil on his head, and we're using the word Meshach, that's the word where we get the Messiah from.
我们要知道，就是当撒母耳啊要去将油啊倒在大卫的头上，用的这个词呢，其实就是一个动词啊。那这个动词就 Meshach 就会变成了后来的弥赛亚这个名词，就是受膏抹的人。
And then you're going to see it again also in 1 Samuel 16:13, the same word.
我们可以看到在撒母耳记上的16:13也用了同样的这个字。
Okay, so we'll just finish off with this verse today.
好，我们在今天就把这个16:13在这边做一个结束，当做今天课程的一个段落。那请大家回家要把撒母耳记的第16都看一下，可以看到整个大卫受膏抹的过程。
Okay, we'll just read through it first and then we'll finish.So the verse says, then Samuel took the horn of oil. And we're going to see in scripture that later that the oil represents the Holy Spirit, as it does in this verse here. So he takes the horn of oil, anointed him, meaning he anointed David in the midst of his brethren, that's his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah.
Oh.这一段呢，就说，我们来读一下《撒母耳记》16:13。撒母耳就用脚里的膏油，在他诸兄中膏了他。从这日起，耶和华的灵就大大感动大卫。撒母耳起身回拉玛去了。所以我们要知道哈，用撒母耳用脚里的膏油膏了大卫。这个油膏油呢，其实就是代表的圣灵。
Okay, so next Saturday, is that okay with you, Serena? We can carry on?
Yeah.
Okay, so and we'll continue on. If, in the meantime, for your homework, can read 1 Samuel 16.
好，所以我们这个今天课程到这边，然后星期六继续。那请大家在这几天也要把撒母耳记上的16给当做家庭作业把它读好。
Yeah, and also maybe somebody would be able to look up where the Chinese where the Jidu came into the Christian history, because somebody obviously had a reason for using that word, and it might be helpful to find out why they use that word.
好，然后我们也要查一下这个基督这个字当作 Jesus Christ 的那个 Christ 的翻译是这个翻译成基督是怎么来的，我们也研究一下。
Okay, let's bow our heads.
好，那我们低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that we have to learn about you and your word.
感谢天父，让我们能够从这个圣经中认识到你。
We give thanks for these concepts that teach us about how Jesus Christ is the coming Messiah.
而也很感谢，让我们学习到从你的话语中学习到耶稣基督，的基督是未来即将到来的弥赛亚。
We also pray that as we learn more about your word, we can clearly see your purpose in our life.
而在学习你的话语的过程中，也让我们理解到，你对于我们生命的目的是有什么样的心意。
And that you give us wisdom and humility as we teach your word and teach the gospel to other people.
而也让我们能够在你的话语中，了解到你的智慧。我们也因此可以能够教导旁边的人。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
为了感谢，因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, and we'll see you all next on next Saturday, yeah?
Yeah, 我们 the coming Saturday, 礼拜六，我们这个礼拜六继续上课。